Are you going to take those kind of promises and say, oh God, if it be your will?
No.
No. In other words, if you read the book, you're going to find out what His will is, right? And so if you got the Holy Ghost living in you, you'll never pray a prayer that does not please God. So you don't ever have to say, Lord, if this is your will, you'll know what's His will. He'll show you in His will. You know, you don't want to be like a preacher I went to one time, and the guy, I was teaching these things, and he got me off the side, a Pentecostal preacher. He said, I want you to pray with me before you leave. I said, about what? He said, I want you to pray. He said, you see that woman right over there? I said, yeah. He said, I want her for a wife instead of this one back here. What do you think I told him? I think you need to get saved. Now, I know that's not God's will. If God give him one woman, He says, one man, one woman forever. No divorce. Is that what He said? Yeah, that's what He said. But we don't do a very good job there either, do we? So anyway, but you can ask for anything. Now then, let's go to Hebrews 10:26. I want to show you something. Hebrews 10:26. In fact, go to Hebrews 10:25. Let's read 25 first, and then we'll go on to the rest of it. Hebrews 10:25. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of His coming back again is drawing so near. How many of you believe Jesus Christ is right at the door? For the last 20 or 30 years, I have believed the Lord would return on Rosh Hashanah. Ever since I learned about the seven feasts of Israel, that's the next feast to be fulfilled, Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. And it's usually in September or October. And I have looked during the month of September, October, whenever those 2 days, that 48-hour time period that planned that nobody knows the day or the hour, I have always believed that day was going to be the day of the coming of the Lord. And I still believe that. So this September or October, I think, yeah, like Cheryl said, I believe 28th and 29th of September is Feast of Trumpets. If that's Feast of Trumpets, would it be wonderful to hear something and you look up and you hear the voice says, come up here. And we're gone. Wouldn't that be awesome? But do you want to be one of those that's not ready? Somebody standing right beside you that you knew or you loved, and they're all gone, and you're left behind. That ain't going to be no fun. I can tell you the next 3.5, or maybe, I don't know how far we are into the tribulation. I think we're already in the tribulation, you know, the first 3.5 years of it. I think we're in it. It's not too bad. I mean, you know, it depends on where you're at. I'm sure the people in Joplin, Missouri the other day, if you had been in that 45 seconds of literal hell on earth, whenever you lived over that, or you walked outside and dead bodies laying all over the place, and one doctor was in that hospital that blew the whole top floor off the hospital, he said when he walked outside to look for his car was gone and he ain't never found it yet. It blew away his car. He did say there was a John Deere tractor that blew him from some farm sitting in the parking lot. But the most awesome story, that doctor said, whenever the storm hit, and it was only 45 seconds, and it was over. And he said, when we started, he said, knocked out every light, every power, everything, even the emergency generators, everything was knocked out. Blew every window out of the hospital, blew the top floor off of it. He said, I'm running around there with flashlight. And he said, a young man screaming. I run over there, and he was a young man that a big plate glass window had broke all to pieces, and it run through his back. It punctured a lung. And he said, I did surgery on this kid with no painkillers, with a flashlight in my mouth, and took that piece of glass out of his back and reinflated his lung. Now then, when the Lord says perilous times will come, most of us think it's perilous when you don't get to go to lunch on time. Do y'all see where I'm coming from? Perilous times. What could get worse than this? I mean, I'm 2 hours late for lunch. What do you think this is? What if you don't have lunch for the next 2 or 3 weeks? That's beginning to get perilous, isn't it? But, you know, these are the kind of things that's happening. But the Lord is warning us in the last days here in Hebrews 10:25. What is He trying to say there in Hebrews 10:25? Go to church. Is that what He's trying to say? go to church. And let us not neglect our meetings, our church goings together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other. You need to be in church. You need to be hearing the Word of God. You need to be making sure you've got all your sins repented of. You need to be ready because our King is coming any day. And he could, couldn't he? Just like my 36-year-old nephew the other day that had no idea when they checked his blood pressure at 10:30. That after a few minutes after 11, when somebody walked into his room, he was going to be laying in the floor, stone dead. Blood pressure was normal 30 minutes ago. How long are you going to live? Oh, a long time. You know, you need to straighten up your life, get rid of that lifestyle. Nah, Uncle Thurman, I got plenty of time. Well, he don't have. And you know where I think that boy's at today? I think he's in hell. I don't know that, but I think so. I sure wouldn't want to die like that and think I'm going to go to heaven. Would you? Not after reading this book. Because look what this says now. He's telling us in Hebrews 10:25 to do what? Go to church. Is that what he's saying? I never said, how often do you think we ought to go to church? Every time the door's open. You find you a church somewhere, go. Get in it. You know, study the Word of God. Now he says, now I've told you to go to church. Now then, what if you don't? Well, let's see what he says in the next verse. If we deliberately continue sinning after we've received a full knowledge of the truth, there is no other sacrifice that will cover these sins. So I tell you to go to church. I tell you to stop sinning. I tell you to stop living with your girlfriend or your boyfriend out of marriage. I stop telling you. I continue to tell you, get rid of all anger and wrath and bitterness and sexual immorality and all these things. Get rid of your murdering. God says, and your lying, your thefts. God said he hates all those things, doesn't he? So you come to church and I tell you, don't do that. And you hear it. You come to church and I tell you, you need to be in church. Okay, so I'll go once in a while. No, you need to go every time the door's open. Every Sunday you need to be in church. Before you go, if they have a Wednesday night Bible study, you need to be there in any way possible. You need to be listening to God's Word. Let's say you get into bitterness. I know I'm not supposed to hold unforgiveness, but you don't know what that old girl done to me. I can't stand her. You know where we get so many women that come up with breast cancer in their right breast, you know what the problem is? I asked the question, do you have any unforgiveness toward anybody? Absolutely not. I've forgiven everybody. Okay, now wait a minute, there's a problem here. You have breast cancer, but you say you have no sin. I found out that's not true. If you got some kind of sickness, you got some kind of sin. And if you got breast cancer, you probably got unforgiveness. So I asked the question, how long have you been married to this guy? 30 years. Okay. Has he been faithful to you all of his life? Well, no. When he was 25, at 25 years, he had an affair with another woman. I said, so have you forgiven him? Yes, I've forgiven him. I said, but how about that woman? Oh, you haven't forgiven her. Well, I'm trying to. Oh, but trying don't get it done. That's why you have breast cancer in your right breast. But you surely God wouldn't afflict me because of what she done. I said, oh, yes, he will. Guarantee he will. When God told you to forgive everybody, what do you think he meant? Including that woman your husband had an affair with? I got to forgive him? Yes. No, you don't have to. Forgive her. You don't have to forgive her. You can go ahead and die with breast cancer if you want to. Is it worth it? I don't think so. So you have no idea how many women we've seen that would forgive. I mean, and it's tough sometimes. Every time they think about it. We had this one couple that her husband, every time he was in another city, he had another woman in another city. And she thought he was totally faithful to her all of her life. And whenever this guy started coming to my church and started hearing me teach these things, he'd come up one day and said, Pastor, I am living in gross sin. He said, I have been sleeping with other women. And he said, I didn't realize that it was that great of a sin. He said, but now I see that God hates it. And he said, the scripture says, if I die in this sin, I'm going to hell. I said, that's what it says. He said, I ain't going to hell. He said, I'm repenting. I'm quitting this stuff. He said, I'm going to tell my wife I'm going to repent and ask her to forgive me. I said, okay. So we had him over to the house one night. And boy, when he told her, oh, how would you like to have been that woman, huh? I forget how many different women, but a bunch of them. He had 8 or 10 different women in different cities that he was sleeping with on a regular basis. And all these years, she'd been married to him. She thought he was the perfect man. I mean, everything. He was the sweetest guy. She never thought he'd ever do anything like that. And so whenever when he told her, and I mean, you talk about having to go through repentance. Man, I mean, it was tough. Well, a few weeks later, we had him over again, and we were sitting there one night. They seemed to be getting along okay, you know. He said, my wife is not near as loving and sweet as she used to be. I said, I can understand that. You know, I can understand that. Because I said, every time she looks at you, she sees those 10 women you've been running around with. And I said, she's forgiven them. But I said, he said, she won't do things for me like she used to. I said, well, you're going to have to win her over again. I said, just like you started courting her way back yonder when you wanted to make her your wife, you're going to have to start out with those same kind of things. You're going to have to be extra nice to her, take her out to dinner. You're going to have to be sweet and lovable to win that girl back. He said, well, I'll do anything because I really love her. He said, I'm so sorry I did what I did. Well, that second time we had them over to the house, me and him got to talk. We're all sitting there at the table, and we were talking, and I said something about Phoenix. I said, I used to have an operation in Phoenix that I took care of. He said, yeah, I used to go to Phoenix too. And when he said that, she just blew up. She just hit the table and said, that's where one of them whores was you slept with. I mean, it's hard for women to forgive those girls, isn't it? Forgiveness is tough, especially when your mate does those kind of things to you. But now then, this guy's learned what sin is. I told him, I said, you better never do that again. I said, I'm going to show you a scripture that if you ever do that again, I said, I'm going to guarantee you if you do that one more time, God will take you out with some kind of terrible sickness.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, I Can Guarantee God's Word, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.